My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. This is for patient Maria Gonzalez, MARIAGONZALEZ. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 39 from 56, creatinine of 1.17 from 1.25, and a GFR of 46 from 41. There is evidence of pyuria in the urinary sediments. However, she is asymptomatic. We advise her to use 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water mixed together, so to wash her vaginal area to promote acidity and prevent future pyuria, period. There is no available results of the protein, the urine protein and urine creatinine, to calculate the protein to creatinine ratio. Period. She is euvolemic. Period. We encouraged her to continue a decreased sodium diet with decreased overall fluid intake, as well as a plant-based diet. Period. The patient verbalizes that she rarely eats meat, and she has been very compliant with the recommended diet, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes, mellitus, A1C of 7.8 from 8.6% noted on recent labs, period. There has been stable improvement, consistent improvement, in the diabetes with the current regimen. She follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinology, period. Number three, hyperlipidemia, elevated total cholesterol of 208 from 170 and LDL of 141 from 115 noted. The triglyceride and HDL are within normal limits. We encourage her to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates, as well as foods high in fat or cholesterol, period. Continue with the fish oil, period. The next line, hyperuricemia, uric acid of 7.5 noted, period. We spent a great length of time explaining the importance of a decreased protein diet as well as a reduction in her intake of urine, urine rich foods, period. We provided her with written information on the recommended adjustments, and she verbalizes understanding, period. If the uric acid level remains elevated at the next visit, we will consider starting her on allopurinol 100 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia. Her HNH remains stable at 12/36%. However, her iron saturation level is 26%. Period. We encourage her to continue taking her oral iron supplements daily. Next line, hypothyroidism stable on replacement therapy. Next line, colovesical fistula, status post colostomy, which is functioning well. Next line, arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure today is 153/67, and she attributes it to nervousness for the visit, period. She states her blood pressure readings at home is usually stable, period. We will continue to monitor. We advise her to monitor and record her blood pressure readings at home, so we may monitor the trends. So we may assess the trends at the next visit, period. Next line, the patient has an upcoming appointment at the Florida Cancer Center for the iron deficiency anemia. Next line, diabetic neuropathy, stable on gabapentin 100 milligrams daily. We will reassess this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.